1. Guangdong. In the second rain year of Ham Fong, a trip to Gold Mountain was made. With a pillow on my shoulder, I began my perilous journey, sailing a boat with bamboo poles across the seas, leaving behind wife and sisters in search of money, no longer lingering with the woman in the bedroom, no longer paying respect to parents at home. Cantonese folk song, mid to late 19th century. The languid blue skies and the gentle green and brown farm landscape reflect little of the human turmoil embedded in the place that the railroad Chinese called home in southern China. In contrast with the natural beauty of the land are hundreds of multi-story brick and stone structures called diaolou that rise far above the verdant treetops. Villagers constructed them as watchtowers and fortresses against the endemic banditry that plagued the region in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Today, these structures are dramatic reminders of a long history of human suffering that defines this part of southern China. By the tens of thousands, beginning in the early 19th century, the people of this densely populated region, not much larger than 75 square miles, left for futures that would forever change families, ancestral village patterns of life, and the distant lands where they eventually settled. Far removed from the seat of imperial power in China's distant north and from the traditional centers of Chinese high culture and commerce, the four counties, or the Siyi, an enclave along the southern coast of China, was their place of origin. An estimated one quarter of the population of just one of these counties, Taishan, or about 200,000 residents, left their homes in the 19th century for destinations overseas. Common farming folk though they may have been, the people of Siyi, through their energy and enterprise, transformed places distant from their modest villages, homes, and farms. The diaolou, largely financed by funds sent back by successful Chinese overseas to protect their families that remained, are themselves evidence of the fidelity to home and the interconnectedness of the local and the distant. The Siyi counties in the 19th century were Xinning, known later as Taishan, Kaiping, Enping, and Xinhui. They were among the most densely populated of the 15 counties that made up the great province of Guangdong. With some 25 million in total population in the mid-19th century, and with a long coastline, Guangdong was the most strategically and politically important province in southern China. Almost all of those who came to the United States from China in the 19th century hailed from Guangdong. Hills buffered the counties from the rest of the province, with a small settlement of Hong Kong to the east and the great city of Guangzhou to the north. Reclamation, with earth and rock along the many waterways and marshes that ran along the alluvial plain, enlarged the lands available for settlement and farming. The soil of the Siyi is fertile. Water from rainfall in myriad flowing waterways is plentiful, and the climate is inviting for the cultivation of rice, the staple of wet agriculture. A bright jade-green color dominates the patchwork of tens of thousands of small family farms. Green was the color of growing rice, the waxy leaves of citrus and other fruit trees, the mulberry leaves fed to silkworms, and the palms whose durable fronds were used for weaving baskets, fans, furniture, and hats. Green was the color of the leafy vegetables and root crops that, along with foodstuffs from small freshwater ponds in the ocean, formed the distinctive local diet. Bamboo, the stuff of a thousand purposes, was everywhere. The Siyi are part of the spreading delta formed by the plentiful waters of the Pearl River and adjunct waterways known as the Dong, Xi, and Bay Rivers, which flow from distant reaches in the west to the South China Sea. The Siyi lie roughly along the same latitude as southern Florida, and in feel and appearance are akin to the lands in the vast spread of the Mississippi Delta. In fact, many Chinese settled in the Deep South after the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad because of its climatic and topical similarity to home. So too did they settle in the humid farm region of California's Sacramento Valley.